Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Good morning, mess. It's time for your favorite prank crank calls, Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Crystal?
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Crystal, how can we help you get revenge on your man, Matt?
Oh, my gosh. I need your help so bad because my husband, he's an idiot. So he made our kids afraid of breakfast.
What? Wait. Like of a certain kind of breakfast? Or are you talking about the meal?
So listen, like we're not vegan, but we eat healthy. And part of our normal breakfast that's, you know, we have eggs every morning. And my kids are young. They're like 4 years old. So I'm cooking the other day and they wanted to watch and they were so impressed when I broke the egg open. They thought it was so cool. They saw me making eggs. And then here comes my husband, Matt, and he goes, "Oh, look at that. You're eating baby chickens." My kids were like, "Wait, what?" They were like, "What did you just say?" And my husband's like, "Yeah, they're supposed to be baby chickens, but we eat them before they're born."
Oh, no.
I could have killed him.
I mean, he's telling the truth technically, right?
Yeah, but they're four, so they started crying. They refused to eat their breakfast. And now they're mad at me for making them eat baby chickens. Now I'm a murderer. So this is the worst thing ever. I need you to get him back. Get him back because I can't deal with this.
It's a little complicated, for sure.
Yeah, because he's kind of telling the truth, but at the same time, you got to be delicate with a four-year-old. And the kids are mad at you?
They're mad. I'm the murderer. I'm the murderer who tried to make them eat a chicken.
Is it just now they won't eat eggs?
Well, they won't. Now that they know what that is, they won't eat eggs. But now breakfast time is like a traumatic event, and there's constantly yelling, screaming, "I'm a murderer. I tried to make them eat a baby." All these things.
Oh, my God. What is this pancake made out of? Tell me now. Okay. So what do you think on the revenge on the crank call? What do you think we need to do?
You know what I think? I would like it if Nacho would call him and say he's the farmer and he's going to drop off 52 baby chickens at our house because he will lose his mind. And I think that is the best way to get him back.
What?
Actual baby chickens?
Like real baby chickens. Like we're going to get baby chickens for our kids because you want to start talking about baby chickens. There you go. Now we're going to get a bunch of baby chickens.
We are married to two very different men because Bryce would be thrilled. But I understand where you're coming from. Most people would not.
Am I going to try to have a Nacho Chavez country accent on this one as a chicken farmer?
Are we
trying to take back Nacho Chavez from the farms? Howdy.
We totally should.
All right. Okay. Miss Thing, we're going to call you, man. All we need is his phone number and let him know that he's getting some chicks delivered. I'm trying to get into my motivation of having a little twang in my voice. You feel me? Now I gotta put a little Spanish. Nacho Chavez, how do you do, partner? All right, I think I got this. All right, we're gonna crank call your husband up next and let him know delivery's coming within the hour, okay?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Absolutely, we got Nacho's Revenge coming up next with the Morning Mist, babies. Live 105, the Morning Mess, back with your favorite crank calls, Nacho's Revenge, man. I have so much fun with these crank calls, especially when people come with creative ways to crank call their person, because Crystal called us and let us know she needs to get back at her husband, Matt. Now, in retrospect, you telling me what he did, Crystal, I was laughing at the beginning because he did let your kids know at 4 years old that the eggs they were eating baby chicks. Technically, the eggs were going to be chickens, right, Crystal?
I mean, yeah, but you don't tell a four-year-old that. Now they're traumatized.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm so sorry, girl, because you were telling us that now they're completely traumatized from breakfast altogether. They're calling you a murderer.
Yeah, they think I'm a murderer. They think I want to kill babies now. It's literally breakfast is a nightmare in my house now.
Oh, God.
On the bright side, cereal's way easier to make, so it just saved you a step in the morning.
I mean, they have to eat breakfast, though. So, I mean, unless he's going to take over, you know, this is not going
to
work.
Right. Okay. Well, your idea for the revenge is to call your man up and let him think we are delivering 52 chickens to your house this morning.
Yes, I think it's going to go so good.
I love it. All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Howdy. Can I speak to Matt, please?
This is Matt.
How do? Matt, my name is Nacho Chavez from That's What Chicken Butt Farms. How you doing this morning?
From where?
That's What Chicken Butt Farms.
Okay.
So listen, I'm just confirming the delivery of 52 chickens this morning, partner.
It's not a great connection. You said you're delivering what?
Chickies, little chickens, 52 chickies. They're turning to chickens. So it looks like our part. What? Chickens. You know, like pollo loco. Chickies. Yes.
I didn't order any chicken.
Yes, it looks like it'll be 5,000 smackaroons, my amigo. How do you want to pay for that, partner?
We didn't order any chicken.
Oh, wait. Hold on here. It shows that, it was prepaid by your wife. So no money needed.
For what?
Yes, you're luckier than a five-legged rabbit on St. Patty's Day, Matt. Listen.
You didn't pay $5,000 for chicken?
Yes. Actually, Matt, there's a note attached. I think I'm supposed to read it to you. This is from your wife. It says, the kids will love them, babe. And remember, our happy kitties equal a happy kitty. Whoa. Meow. I'm pretty sure she's trying to get frisky with you, Ma.
Well, no, hang on.
Uh-huh.
I gotta cancel this order. We don't need any chickens.
Oh, no, it's already on the way. It should be there within the hour. So here's the deal, Matt.
No, you can't have it here in the hour. No, listen, we can't.
It should be there shortly.
No, listen, stop, okay? I have the chicken here.
Why are you being so rude, sir? Excuse me. I don't know what the problem is. You get eggs, you get woken up in the morning, it's like a little creature alarm clock, and then you have an emotional support chicken if you're going through it like I am.
I don't need a f***ing emotional support chicken, you crazy ass f***ing me.
Listen. You need a hug or 52 chickens. You are way out of line. What the cluck is going on?
I want you to call your driver on his cell phone or a CB radio, whatever the f*** he has, okay. And you tell him to untuck us. I don't want any f***ing chickens in this house. You understand me?
Well, this makes me sadder than having hiccups on a hot day in hell. But you know what? I'm going to call my truck driver and see if we can cancel this, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be there within the hour, yeah. Partner. What?
No.
Yes or no? No, yes. We will make them get the call or not.
No. No chickens. No chickens.
But do you want me to transfer you to the truck driver? Because they should be there within the hour. We got to do this quick, Matt. Three, two, one. Do I call? Tell me now. Do I call?
Cancel your answer.
Okay, I'm calling right now.
I will talk to him.
Heller?
Yes? Is this a driver?
Yes, I am.
Do you deliver chicken? Is this a chicken driver?
I delivered them dumb young chickens down yonder.
So, okay, look. There is like some craziness that's going on. I don't know what the guy at the farm is saying. You're right now, you're driving a bunch of chickens to my house. I need you to stop. I need you to turn around and go back.
Well, listen, man, I can't do that because once the rooster starts roosting and the cluck, cluck, cluck and the buck, 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 I get up at the rooster and the crack of dawn and I'm already on my way. In fact, I've drove so dang fast, I'm going to be there in 10.
What? No, listen. No. Okay.
Not now.
I don't understand what you just said.
Just go and do a little bok, 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 a little clock, 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 and I'll be right there.
No, don't. I don't want you to be right there. I really, really, really don't want you to be right there. I need you to stop the truck. Just pull over.
I don't take order from nobody. The only person I take order from is my chickens because I do what they want and they won't go. I speak chicken. They say cluck, cluck. I say, let's go. I say, bye.
You take orders from the chickens?
Yes.
Okay, listen, what is this happening? Why? Stop. Okay, listen. All right, enough. Okay, just enough.
Enough of what, sir? And you scaring me and you scaring my chickens.
Okay, you're all f***ing crazy. I want no chickens. I want no chickens. No chickens. Okay?
No chickens. Okay, you sound mad. You sound madder than a lady who's angry.
You sound madder than a lady who's angry.
What the hell is this? This is a joke.
This is totally a joke. Listen, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio, Matt.
What?
And speaking of clucking, that's your wife right there clucking. Crystal, put us up to this.
This is what you get for making me the baby chick killer. Our kids are going to need therapy for years.
Are you
kidding
me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.